Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 43 to 45, celebrating the end result that God has planned for us. We read in Genesis chapter 45 verses 25 to 28 like this. Then they went out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still, because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. About 3 years ago, the sons of Jacob had brought the blood-stained, multicolored tunic of Joseph to their father while acting innocent of any wrongdoing. At that time, Jacob had jumped into the conclusion that his beloved son Joseph was dead, being torn into pieces by a wild beast. Out of grief, Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned for his son for many days. During that time, he refused to be comforted by anyone and was convinced that he will go into the grave with his son in mourning. Now the same sons had returned with very different news for their father. Joseph was alive in Egypt, and not only that, he was the governor over all the land of Egypt as well. Jacob was stunned and his heart stood still. He almost died of shock, but he soon revived when he saw the carts that Joseph had sent to carry him. Jacob is now called Israel in verse 28, as he got his vigor renewed and could now see his favorite son, whom he had believed to be dead. Though he was old and the journey would be arduous, Israel made a decision to go to Egypt and see his beloved son Joseph before his death. This decision actually shaped the destiny of the nation Israel. As Klein analyzed, the nation of Israel was destined to emerge in a land not theirs. The return to Canaan required God's mighty acts in Exodus and the conquest that stamped on Israel's possession of the kingdom, the character of a sovereign grant from a divine savior. Israel has now started to celebrate the end result that God had planned for him. During the last many years, he was weeping and mourning for his son, whom he had believed to be dead. Little did he know that God was planning something better for him than what he could ever imagine. Surely the end justified the means that God used to save Israel and his family from death and annihilation. When things happen in our lives that we do not anticipate, we should spend some time reflecting the events in our lives from a theological point of view. This means that we should look backwards from time to time to see how God has worked in our lives. God's ways and thoughts about us are much higher than our thoughts, ways, and expectations about our lives. Let us understand that God has planned something better for us than we can even imagine, and look forward to the day when we too can celebrate the end result that God has planned for our lives. As we read in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.